Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Good evening once again, and welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air. Citizen Kafka is behind the dials, and this is Pat Conti behind the mic, as we are each and every week, bringing you historic old recordings, some dating back to the 1890s, when the flat disc was invented, and oddly enough, tonight, culminating in the 1960s. For many, it was believed that the coarse groove 78 RPM record was discontinued sometime around 1958, just about coinciding with the advent of stereo, as companies began to realize that their catalogs were heavy with this burdensome shellac, which was falling out of favor as a medium for singles. People just naturally preferred the lighter, more durable, unbreakable vinyl 45. And that's true, basically. There are some exceptions in children's records. I think even some Elvis Presley records made it into around 1960. But the cutoff is generally considered in 1958 in America. But not so for the rest of the world. In fact, record companies, especially small local labels in the third world countries, continued throughout the 60s to produce 78s. These, of course, geared to their customers who were not used to the luxury of electricity, and still depended on portable crank-up phonograph machines. One of those places is in India, where machines are still available to this day in most any market. You can see rebuilt machines with cast horns. Somewhere along the line, someone got an original horn, made a casting, and just about everybody has that same horn attached to some version of a machine, a not very durable machine, and not very expensive, but still being sold. In fact, it's in India that many of the Beatles records were still pressed as they came out as new releases in the 1960s on shellac 78s. Our story opens tonight in Polynesia, and we have some Tahitian recordings made just about at the cusp of 1960. We'll hear the Teari Maohi Orchestra of Quinn's Tahitian Hut, this on the Teari Tahiti label, as all three cuts will be. These were sold in Papaiti in the 1960s. We'll follow that with Iroto San Van Ses by the trio Le Tropique. And lastly, we'll fill out the set with Te Tu'au by Marie Teruma and the Voices of the Atolls. 78s, unbelievably so, in the 1960s, and our first stop, Tahiti.
Oh,
there's some shades of Robin Ramelli there. Electric mandolin accompanying the voices of Marie and Taruma, and the voices of the Atolls, this from the Tiara Tahiti label, and that particular recording, courtesy of the collector Gaston Gilbert, who made many field recordings in the 1950s and 1960s. Te To'au. Before that electric mandolin accompaniment there, we heard some button accordion on the song Irota Saint Vincent by the trio Les Tropiques, again from Papa Iti, with Hiriata on vocals there. I'm sure this is her debut in this hemisphere. And we started with a fine steel, with a bamboo jew's harp, if you could hear it way in the background, and a harmonica, courtesy of the Tiare Maohi and the orchestra of the Quinn's Tahitian Hut. And, sorry, no other information available there. Songs from Polynesia, recorded on those coarse groove records that we love so well here at the Secret Museum. For our next set, we'll hear another bit of bizarre 1960s hybrid music in some Brazilian blues here, a version that's really only titled Baião. Sounds suspiciously like some kind of blues experiment by Los Cuatro Ases y Una Coringa. That's recorded for Odeon in the 1960s. Then we go to Acapulco by Hernandez and Jimenez on the Acapulco label, and Yo Soy Bastardo. And you'll hear, unbelievably, the words here in this corrido, I am a happy bastard. And a wonderful song, though, wonderfully performed by Hernandez and Jimenez. And then we go to the Dominican Republic, who had not much of a local record industry, but certainly through imports and such, thrived in New York in the early part of the 1960s. We'll hear from the trio Jaragua and the song El Comisario, which again here features button accordion, but more startlingly is some beautiful harp, and by that I mean mouth harp, harmonica, and some incredible flights of fancy on that instrument. And blues travelers, friends, take note of this harmonica player for the trio Jaragua. 78s in the 60s here tonight. We'll start this set with a bit of Brazilian blues.
Afirmar com toda convicção que eu sou louco pelo soy un bastardo que vivo cantando y vivo tomando, así voy por el mundo. Me abandonaron cuando estaba niño y desde entonces andado penando. Todos se burlan de mi triste vida y no comprenden lo que es mi dolor. Porque no saben lo que me castiga con tanta pena este mundo traidor. Sabrá Dios quién son mis padres, no las pude conocer, porque me han abandonado, no lo puedo comprender. Hoy que comprendo que es tarde para poderlos querer, porque cariño de padre nunca he podido tener. Por el mundo sufriendo y vagando, con mi alma herida y un dolor profundo. Por ser bastardo sin ningún cariño, mendiga vida tan llena de orgullo. Sabrá Dios quién son mis padres, no los pude conocer, porque me han abandonado, no lo puedo
comprender. Bye.
Il Commissario, the trio Jaragua. Before that, Hernandez and Jimenez, and we started with Los Four Ases. Next, we go to South Africa. We'll be listening to some Zulu guitarists. South Africa, one of the more prolific countries in terms of issuing 78s, right through the 60s, into the 70s, and I believe Africa takes the honors for some of the most recent issues on 78. They went to vinyl, of course, in the very later years, but I think I've seen one dating at least to 1984, a vinyl 78, a brand new single issue as it was intended. But we'll be listening to some early 60s recordings, and here are some of my favorites, played on the guitar here by Toko and Almon. And the song, I'll try the pronunciation on this, is Isiabo Sentombi. And then we'll hear Indoyevila. These on the HMV label, the early 60s, two incredibly beautiful and haunting tunes. The third cut in that set will feature the Bachelors and the lead singer Toko Tomo and Sesik Inyembeze. And I'm not going to translate that one because I'll give away the whole surprise. You'll hear it. And we'll wrap up the set with the Bogart Brothers and another true sound of the 60s. Very recognizable. And the Manic song that they also recorded for HMV called She Keeps On Knockin'. So guitars from Zululand in the early 1960s.
Lendoda ngabe isiyephi ke futhi isihambile akuvila lendoda ngeke incede nangokuncane nje asiyehlathini
iyagula mina
akuyahlakulwa
iyagula mina
akugayutshala
iyagula mina
asiye kophuza
itotobela khona
angithi bogula
Angikuli mina
Usinde nini
Angikuli mina
Asiye kotheza
Iyakula mina
Sengata nalutho nje
Iyakula mina
Sobuya sipuze
Nonitola kona
Sobuya sipuze
Ito
ngiyazwisa nje le ndoda enginayo. Uma ngithi ayosebenza yakho. Kodwa manje ngaphathi indaba yotshwala iphilithi saka.
Ufanele nkosikazi ukuthi ikhulume kanjalo ngoba phela nawe uyazi ukuthi utshwala uqeda inhlungu futhi izinto ezizehlelayo nje.
Sikala inyembezi kabantwana bethu
abantwana bethu abantwana
bethu abantwana bethu abantwana bethu
abantwana bethu abantwana bethu abantwana bethu abantwana
Singathi nihixa kunje
Sesitsala nzima Sesithembe wena Uba ubajike Uze bathobele Abazali babo Sesithembe wena Uba ubajike Uze bathobele Abazali babo
Neda neda wena ozo manda
Sesi talanzima
Abantwana bethu abasithobele Abakuluzalela imithetho yethu
Bawo singathi nihixa kunje
Sesi talanzima Sesi tembe wena Uba ubajike Uze bathobele Abazali babo Sesi tembe wena, uba ubajike, uze batobele, abazali babo.
Ngeda ngeda wena oso mandla,
sesi talandima.
Abantwana bethu, abasithobele, abakuluzalela, imithetho yethu.
Bawo singathi nihixa kunje.
Skipping on the bus can't come in. Skipping on the bus can't come in. Skipping on the bus can't come in. Skipping on the bus can't come in.
Oh.
And how's that for a rockin' quartet? She Keeps on Knockin', which has to be a forgotten classic of rock and roll, by the Bogart Brothers from South Africa. That featured on an old compilation called Flying Rock on the Global Village label, reissued from that old HMV record. So old. Actually, only from the early 60s, as are all the records tonight. The Bachelors and Toko Tomo before that. Se Sikin Yembezi. Did you recognize Who Wrote the Book of Love? That recorded on the New Sound label. I'm going to guess about 1964 on that. And then we heard two cuts, a little older vintage, by about 3 years or so, by Toko and Alman. Great, great musicians and wonderful songwriters. We thank them for those beautiful sounds. Speaking of beautiful sounds, back in the USA, there were some experiments with 78s. Naturally, the big companies had forsaken them. But there were some small outfits. One of them was Joe Buzzard, the collector from down Maryland way in Frederick, who produced his own phonotone label. These were acetate recordings that were made one at a time, individual cuttings with old homemade labels, and sold basically to collectors. And they featured some local acts, old-time country music, some jug band music by Jolly Joe himself, among others, a great harmonica player, and also shading the identity of some other more well-known folk musicians who, just for a guess, made some old 78s. But there was a little more sophisticated outfit right up here on Long Island, out of Glen Cove, sometime in the mid-60s. The collector and blues and jazz researcher and head of Herwin Records of LP fame also turned out some 78s, also the Herwin label, and produced some really wonderful recordings on vinyl 78s, again intended for the collector community, but they got out there. And we'll hear some of those Herwin records. One of them was drawn from a Library of Congress recording from about 1942, featuring Sunhouse, and we'll hear that one, known as the Jinx Blues. We'll follow that with Skip James, and one of the two pieces, I think, that he ever played in regular tuning, Skip James's version of Late Last Night When Willie Came Home, as it's known by country musicians, his famous Drunken Spree. And we'll finish, again, skipping back now to South Africa, at one of the really more amazing and compelling guitar players ever to record, named John Bengu, also known as Phuza Shakela later on, but this 1962 recording features him strictly solo on his own guitar and his version of Izidwaba, or the leather dress, the leather skirt. And you might hear some dropouts on this. These are dropouts that occur on the original 78 as taken from the defective master tape. So some great guitarists from the 60s consigned to that antique form we love so well, the old great big 10-inch. Let's start with the Jinx Blues and the great Sunhouse.
You know I done all I could. just trying to get along with you. You know the blues ain't nothing but a low-down shaking, low-down shaking. It can cheer. I said the blues is a low-down, oh, they can cheer. Well, if you ain't had a money, I hope you never will. Well, the blues, the blues, the worried heart, the worried heart, heart disease. Oh, the blues is the worried, oh, heart disease. Clanky woman, you be loving, man. It's so doggone hard to please. I'd rather be outdoors, walking up, and down the road. I said, I'd rather be outdoors. I said, walking up and down the road. And be laying around here working just for my board and clothes. Look here, little girl, don't you cry, don't you cry, cry no more. I said, look here, darling, honey, don't you try to cry no more. Well, when I leave this time, I'm gonna hang crape on your door.
I pull my watch and pull my chain, pull my gold diamond ring. If I don't sell my broken spree, Lord, I'll end up in trouble again. I said that you must relate
mama no nene bolile nga golile nga ne bolweni wishele lalene ngizwile ngoba kade ngayo ngizwile ntombi ufune sedaba ngizwile iye kade ngashe ngizwile ntombi ufune sedaba ngizwile ngoba kade ngayo ngizwile ntombi ufune sedaba awungonile awungonile ntombi ufune sedaba awungithumele awungithumele bahamba awungithumele awungithumele bahamba myabeli wena mzozo wabaleli myabeli ntombi ufune sedaba myabeli wena mzozo wabaleli myabeli ntombi ufune sedaba awungonile awungonile bahamba awungithumele awungithumele ntombi ufune sedaba ngizwile iye kade ngayo ngizwile ntombi ufune sedaba ngizwile ngoba kade ngashe ngizwile ntombi ufune sedaba awungonile awungonile bahamba awungonile awungonile ntombi ufune sedaba ho kade ngayo ntombi ufune sedaba ho kade ngayo awungonile bahamba myabeli wena mzonzi wabaleka myabeli ntombi ufune sedaba myabeli wena mzonzi wabaleka myabeli ntombi ufune sedaba awungonile.
Puza Shakela, Drink Sugar Water. That's John Bengu, who used to work at the old Troubadour Company in South Africa. In the 1960s, he used to tend the pots of the melted shellac and used to boast that he not only played on the records, he cooked them as well. And cooking is certainly the word for Izzy Dwaba, the leather dress, one of the more startling and amazing guitar records, I think. The Troubadour label, from Johannesburg in 1962. Speaking of compelling and original and distinct and fantastic, Skip James was before that, and the 1960s recording, the 1960-78 on the Herwin label of Drunken Spree, which I guess was intended to fill the gap for all those sad collectors who could never, ever hope to own the original Paramount recording from back in 1930. Which I think only one copy at that time existed, and I think was barely playable. But Skip James was definitely playable there. Sunhouse, up at the top, and there are never enough words to begin to measure what we owe to Sunhouse and his music, and what he's done for American music. The Jinx Blues, again, for the Herwin 78 Company. Back around the mid-60s, about 1964 or so. For our last set, we are going to do another bit of world hopping here at the Secret Museum of the Air, which is what we do each and every week in this time slot, and we hope you're enjoying it thus far and enjoying it as you do every week. We'll hear a record on the Kalinga label. This is from 1961, recorded in India, an untitled piece that's labeled only as Electric Guitar by Amiya Bhusan Mandal, who is a very fine guitarist, as you'll hear, with some shades of Wonderwall. And the second cut of this last set, this one we can't really tell you too much about. It's a Persian crooner, 60s style here, with electric tar. And make an attempt on the title, Slabai Tariq Ashk. And this is again on a label that we can't even begin to decipher. And we'll wrap up this final set with a song taken from the eastern part of Greenland and sung simply by the artist known as Helga, who will sing this woman's song, actually, the magic song from the eastern part of Greenland. But first, Amiya Bhusan Mandal and his untitled electric guitar piece.
Shure eshkas, oh, oh. دنیای تارم با عشق خود یارم جانم چه کنم در دام عشق دستیرم گر روی از بر من بی تو میمیرم ای رایای شبهای رنگینم در دام عشق تو من اسیرم در دل دارم آرزویت همچون مرغی آیم سویا
ای 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 ای
From Greenland, the magic song, the eastern part of the island, that sung by Helga, then Slovay Tarik Ashk with the Persian electric tarist, and we started with Amiya Busan Mandal on the steel guitar. From the Kalinga label, 1961, and a decade that was well represented still on that dying art form known as the old coarse groove record. The type of record we bring you each and every week here on the Secret Museum of the Air. Join us again. Good night.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.